It was a time of fear. America had won the war in 1945, but just 2 years later, there were new rumblings of a Cold War. All across the country, the conservative right wing, suddenly finding itself stuck with peace on its hands, had to find a new foe somewhere to keep itself alive. By 1947, it discovered an enemy within. Communism had always been fashionable among American intellectuals, parlor pinkos they were often called by the few who took them seriously. They were especially numerous in Hollywood, where it was said anybody could be a communist if he had enough money. But in Washington in the spring of 1947, such men as Congressman J. Parnell Thomas of New Jersey, Martin Dies of Texas, John Rankin of Mississippi, and Richard Nixon of California reactivated the House Un-American Activities Committee. Their mission, to uncover Reds. Their tactic, start looking in Hollywood. Between October 20th and 30th, 1947, a galaxy of star filmmakers appeared before the Thomas Committee. Some testified willingly to Chairman Thomas. Actor Adolph Monju.
What have you heard from Hollywood as to the feeling on the part of the producers about producing anti-communist films?
Well, I heard they were going to. I believe it would be an incredible success. And if the first picture was made, I think it would follow as we do in Hollywood, that there would be many, many, many more made. I think it would be a very wonderful thing to see one made. I would like to see a picture of the Bulgarian situation. I would like to see that shown to the American public so they would see how communism works. I would like to see the brutal beatings, the stabbings, the killings, the shootings.
Actor Gary Cooper was also a friendly witness.
I've never read Karl Marx, and I don't know the basis of communism beyond what I've picked up from hearsay. What I've heard, I don't like it, because it isn't on the level.
Studio boss Jack L. Warner, who once opposed labor unions with violence, offered the Thomas Committee no less.
My brothers and I will be happy to subscribe generously to a pest removal fund. We are willing to establish such a fund to ship to Russia the people who don't like our American system of government and prefer the communistic system to ours.
Others refused to testify, often loudly. Screenwriter John Howard Lawson.
The question is, have you ever been a member of the Communist Party?
I'm framing my answer in the only way in which any American citizen can frame his
then
answer
you denied,
to a question
then you,
which invades his, absolutely invades
then
his
you deny, you refuse to answer that question, is that correct?
I have told you that I will offer my beliefs, my affiliations, and
excuse the witness, the American
public, and they will know where I stand, as they do from what I have written.
Stand away from the stand.
I have written for Americanism for many years, and I shall
stand away from the stand.
Fight for the Bill of Rights, which you are trying to destroy.
Stand away from the stand.
Screenwriter Dalton Trumbo was equally combative.
Now, are you or have you ever been a member of the Communist Party?
I believe I have the right to be confronted with any evidence which supports this question. I should like to see what you have.
Oh, well, you would.
Yes.
Well, you will pretty soon.
Oscar-winning screenwriter Ring Lardner Jr. tried using humor.
Any real American would be proud to answer the question, are you or have you ever been a member of the Communist
Party?
Well,
it depends.
Any real American?
It depends on the circumstances. See, I could answer, but if I did, I'd hate myself no more.
In the end, 10 men refused to answer the committee's questions. They stood not on their Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination, but instead on their First Amendment right of freedom of speech and association. They became known as the Hollywood 10, and they were to be the first casualties of a war against freedom of thought in America.